Hello and welcome to the Beyond podcast. Except it kind of isn't. This is a full cast audio adaptation of the Chester mystery play of The Temptation and the Woman Taken in Adultery, but it has been produced for us by the wonderful Dashingly Quirky, first of many such commissions and co-productions planned for the future. If you'd like to dive into the text in detail before you listen, then nip over to our spoilers episode. Or just dive in now. General content warning, this is a medieval play and features views on sex, women and sin, which we do not endorse. Till next time, I've been your host, Robert Crichton, and I'll now place you in the capable hands of Dashingly Quirky.
Yes, even you there. We present to you, for your delectation and delight, morality and mirth, a story of jealousy, of rivalry, and adulterous women, of considered avarice and sin, all for your chagrin. With the Savior at the heart of it, let's all forgive the tart of it. We present Dashingly Quirky's Beyond Shakespeare audio production of The Boucher's Play. Stand back, there will be fire.
Now, by my sovereignty, I swear, and principality that I bear, in hell pine when I am there, a game on I will assay. There is a dose bird I would dear that walks abroad wide where. Who is his father? I wot near thee, sooth, if I should say. What master man ever be this that now in world common is? His mother, I wot, did never amiss, and that now marvels me. His father can I not find a wis, for all my craft and my quaintess. It seems that heaven all should be his, so stout a sire is he. He is man from foot to crown, and gotten without corruption. So clean of conversation knew I none before. All men of him marvel moan, for as man he goeth up and down, but as God with devotion he has been honored, yore. Sith the world first began, knew I never such a man, born of a deadlich woman. And yet she is wemless? Among the sinful sinneth he none, and cleaner than ever was anyone. He seems to be of blood and bone, and wiser than ever man was. Avarice, nay, no envy in him could I never espy. He hath no gold in treasury, nay, tempted is by no sight. Pride has he none, nay, gluttony, nay, no liking of lechery. His mouth heard I never lie, neither by day nor night. My highness I he puts behind, for in him fault can I none find. If he be God in man's kind, my craft then fully fails. For more than man I what he is, else somewhat he did amiss, save he is hungry awis, else I wot not what him ails. And this thing dare I soothly say, if that he be God veray, hunger should grieve him by no way, that were against reason. Therefore now I will essay, with speech of bread him to betray, for he hath fasted now many a day, therefore bread were in season. Thou, man, abide and speak with me, God's son, if that thou be. Make of these stones that thou may see, bread through thy blessing.
Satan, I tell thee, sickly, bread man lives not only by, but through God's word. Verily, of his mouth coming, therefore thou pines thee, Sathanas, to supplant me of my place by meat, as sometime Adam was, of bliss when he was brought. Deceived he was that time through thee, but now must fail thy posty. Therefore, to move that thing to me, it shall serve thee of naught. Satan, through thine enticement, hunger shall not turn mine intent, for God's will omnipotent is my meat without fail, and his word perfect sustenance to me always without distance. For thou shalt find no variance in me that shall avail.
Out, alas! What is this? This matter fares all amiss. Hungry I see that he is, as man should kindly be. But through no craft, nay, no quaintess, I may not turn his will awis. No need of meat, the worldly bliss in him nothing hath he. For he may suffer all manner nigh, as man should well and stiffly. But ever he wins the victory, as Godhead in him wear. Some other sleight I must espy, this dose of bird for to destroy. For of me he hath the mastery, unhappily now here. Adam, that God himself wrought, through my deceit in bale I brought. But this sigh that I have sought, born of one woman, for no need that himself has, with no counsel in this case, to grieve him I may have no grace, for no craft that I can. But I will seek some subtlety. Come forth thou, Chesu, come with me, unto the holy city. I have an errand to say. Very God, if that thou be, now I shall full soon see, for I shall ordain honor for thee, ere that thou wend away. Say thou that sitst there so high, if thou be God's son, be sly, come down, and I will say I see thee do a fair mastery. Thine own angel mon keep thee, that thou hurt neither foot nor knee. Shew thou power. Now let's see. Thou may have honor thereby.
Satan, sickly I thee say, it is written that thou thee may tempt God, thy Lord, by no way. What matter soever be moved.
Alas, woe is me today. Twice have I failed of my prey. Was I never routed in such array, nay, half so foul reproved? But yet, if it be thy will, go we play us upon this hill. Another point I must fulfill, for aught that may befall. Look about thee now and see of all these realms the royalty, for to kneel down and honor me thou shalt be lord of all.
Go forth, Sathanas. Go forth. Go. It is written and shall be so. God thy Lord thou shalt honor, oh, and serve him, though it thee noy.
Out, alas, now me is woe, for found I never so mickle a foe. Though I to thrape be never so throw, I am overcome throy. Alas, my sleight now am I quit. Adam I found it with a fit, and him encumbered soon I knit through coitus of my craft. Now, soon out of sorrow he must be shit, and I punished in hell pit. Knew I never none of such a wit as him that I have left. Alas, for shame I am shit. With hell hounds when I am hent, I must be ragged and all to rend and driven all to fire. Therefore, is now mine intent, ere I go to make my testament, to all that in this place be lent, I bequeath thee shit. In sorrow and woe now am I brought, and all my cunning is set at naught. Endless pain must I have unsought to my reward and hire. But I am now of good intent to hold a court full diligent, and call my servants vehement shortly for to appear, them to reward with dignity that all their life have served me. In burning bliss there shall they be, and sit with Lucifer!
Lordings, God's righteousness, as St. Gregory makes mind express, since our forefather overcomen was by three things to do evil. Gluttony, vainglory, there be two. Covetousness of highness also. By these three things, without mo, Christ hath overcome the devil. That Adam was tempted in gluttony, I may well prove apertly. When of the fruit falsely the devil made him to eat. And tempted he was in vainglory, when he hight him great mastery, to have Godhead unworthily through eating of that meat. Also he was tempted in avarice, when he het him to be wise, no good and evil at his devise, more than he was worthy. For covetousness, Gregory saith express, sins not only in riches, but in willing of highness and state unskillfully. Also Christ in these sins three was tempted, as ye might well see. For in gluttony, leave you me, he moved him, you saw here, when he enticed him through his red to turn the stones into bread, and so to move his Godhead, which he was in a weir. In vainglory he tempted also, when he excited him down to go the pinnacle of the temple fro, an unskillful gate. And in covetousness he tempted was, when he shewed him such riches, and het him lands both more and less, and there through great estate. Thus overcome Christ in this case the devil, as played was in this place, with those three sins that Adam was of wail into woe waved. But Adam fell through his trespass, and Jesus withstood him through his grace, for of his Godhead Satanus that time was clean deceived.
Master, I read us by God Almight that we lead this wretched wight that's taken thus tonight in foul adventure before Jesus in his sight for to tempt him. I have tight to wit whether he will deem the right or else unlawful.
It is good read, by my fay, so we may catch him by some way. For if he do her grace today, he doth against the law, and if he bid, punish her sore.
No.
He doth against his own law that he has preached here before. To mercy men should draw.
Please.
Master, this woman that is here is a wedded wife. Without fear, but with another man than her fear. we found here do amiss. And Moses' law bids us stone all such women as be unclean.
No.
Therefore to thee we can us mean to give a doom of this.
No.
Now, which of you, everyone, is without sin? Busk him anon, and cast at her the first stone. Be live, ere that you be blind.
Speak on, master, somewhat to say. Shall she be stoned, or else nay? Or do her mercy here today, to forgive her this sin?
Master, why art thou so still? What writest thou? If it be thy will, whether shall we spare or spill this woman found in blame? What writest thou, master? Now, let me see. Now, which of you, everyone, is without sin? Busk him. Out. Alas, that woe is me. Here no longer dare I be, for dread of world shame.
Why fleest thou, fellow? By my fay, I will see soon and assay. Who is the cast the first sin? Alas, that I were away, far beyond France. Stand thou, Sibel, him beside. No longer here I dare abide. Against thee now for to chide, as I have good chance.
Woman, where be those men each on that put this guilt thee upon? To damn thee now, there is none of those that were before.
Oh, Lord, to damn me there is none. For all they've been away, gone.
Neither do I damn thee. Though, woman, go forth and sin no more.
Oh, Lord, blessed must thou be that of mischief have helped me. From henceforth, sin, I will flee and serve thee in good faith. For Godhead full in thee I see, that knoweth all works that done be. I honour thee, kneeling on my knee, and so I will too. Hey.
Now, lordings, I pray you take heed of the great goodness of God's deed. I will declare, as it is need, this thing that played was. As Augustine speaketh expressly of it in his homily upon St. John's Evangeli, this he says in that case. Two ways they cast on him to annoy, sith he had preached much of mercy, and the law commanded expressly such women for to stone that trespassed in adultery. Therefore they hoped witterly variance in him to espy or blemish the law clean. Then wist Jesu well their thought, and all their wits set at naught, but bade, which no sin had wrought, cast first at her a stone, and wrote in clay, leave you me, that their own sins that they might see, that each one fain was to flee, and so left her alone. For each one of them had grace to see their sins in that place. Yet none of them wiser was, but his own each man knew. And fain they were to take their way, lest they had damned been that day. Thus help the woman in good fay, our sweet Lord, Jesu.
In the Boucher's plays, Satan was played by Robert Cudmore, Jesus by Kareem Cronfley, Doctor by Maeve de Bruyn, Pharisee 1 by Fiona McKinnon, Pharisee 2 by Emily C.A. Snyder, and Woman by Sarah Golding. Music and soundscape was by Catherine Seaton. It was directed and produced by Sarah Golding and Fiona Thrale. The executive producer was Robert Crichton. This is a Dashingly Quirky production for Beyond Shakespeare Company. Copyright Beyond Shakespeare Company 2022.